Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's day, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is October the 23rd, 2015, as we are closing out this month, October, for our growth series and our growth month as we continue each month with the growth series throughout the rest of this year. Guys, I am so excited for the opportunities. As I shared before, I say again, guys, there, ladies and gentlemen, it's more opportunities than there are jobs. So you want to look at what opportunities is best for you. Basically, as an internet business, I'm really excited to assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. It's going to be a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to close out this fall, the last quarter of the year. How much volume are you generating each month, each week in your business? And how much volume do you want to generate on a regular, consistent basis? Guys, it's a great opportunity to learn as you earn and continue to study to show yourself approved and be an expert in your field. We talked about a lot of great tools and tips. We're going to continue to share the great tools and tips to assist you on building a solid but profitable network. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, building a solid and profitable network. So without further ado, I'm going to go into some of my details today of notes and news that we're going to be sharing and showcasing. Mr. Cherry for Cherry Electronics Enterprise has a new website up now that we finished out for him. You want to check out products and services that he's providing in the electronics sector or consumer electronics. You want to go to his website at www.cherryelectronicenterprise.com. Again, that's www.cherryelectronicenterprise.com. And I'm so happy and excited also to joint venture with Fitbit, which is a great MedPro tool to help people rehabilitate themselves as we get older and as we age. Again, guys, it's some great tools and tips. Mr. Jonathan Bender has put this concept together, ex-NBA star. And I'm really excited about the products that he's put out in the marketplace, guys. And look at the stars. Look at what everybody's doing across the board. When you look at opportunities today, when people are starting their own businesses and making things happen, that's what you want to do. If you have a concept and an idea, you can shoot that out to us at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And you can schedule an appointment with me from my website. And we can basically help you to put something solid together that you can continue to build and grow and also help out in your area and your neighborhood where you are. It's a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to do that right now as we speak. And I'm super excited about the great opportunities that we're going to continue to generate each and every week and each and every day. So without further ado, I want to say this, that it's a great time right now here at GTE Professional Network Radio, where you can also advertise your product or service and your small business to showcase it. It's all about exposure today, guys. The more exposure you get, the better you are. You can never have too much exposure. So you want to make sure you're exposing your business on a regular, consistent basis. The marketing tools that you have and materials that you have is consistent, and your content is exactly how you have it on your website. And if your website is not interactive today, guys, you want to make sure that you have an interactive website so that way you can basically build your business successfully. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Look at social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Google+. You have all of these platforms that you can use to market yourself on your business, your product and service that you're providing. Also, too, it's all about relationship building and making sure that you have something that's relevant in the marketplace. What is relevant today? What industries are relevant today versus the industries that are no longer relevant as we continue to move forward? Well, you want to look into that, and you want to make sure you have what is relevant in the marketplace today. If you have something that's going to be something that's simple to become an addition to one's life or an enhancement to what they're currently doing each and every day, because we all have busy lives, you want to make sure you have something that people can use, and that's, again, you're satisfying three things in the marketplace, is what people want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace, you can be successful today. So I'm really excited about the great opportunities that we're going to be building on a consistent level. So stick with me and let us continue to help you build your network. It's all about a network today, ladies and gentlemen, not a business, but a network. The stronger you build your network, the better you are. GTE Professional Network Radio is here to assist you on every step of the way, and it's all about structuring your business, making sure your business plan, marketing plan, the products, the content of the product, the details, the benefits of the product is shared regularly. Promotions that you're running. Remember the five P's of marketing, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about people, product, price, place, promotion. You stay focused on the five P's, I guarantee you, you'll be successful in your endeavors. Continue to build, ladies and gentlemen. And I always like to say this. It's always good to basically look at opportunities where you can see growth. And to me, growth is the most important commodity on the planet. You want to get results in what you're doing, in your efforts. If the efforts that you have today has not brought you to the results that you're looking for, it's time to do some tweaking, some calibrating, some regrouping, excuse me, so to speak. So that way you can basically put together something that's going to be needed. Get feedback, ladies and gentlemen. I say this all the time. You want to get feedback from your end users. Check it out. Let them tell you what's good and what's bad with the product or the service or the promotion of what you're running. If you didn't get the numbers that you were looking for, what is your outlook? What are you putting together right now that's going to generate mass volume to you? As a web designer, my focus and goal is to assist all the new businesses that's opening up in Houston, Texas. On a regular, consistent basis, we want to make sure we're doing that, keeping up with the times, the trends, and also newcomers that's coming onto the scene. You notice new businesses are popping up every day, every week. Thousands of new businesses are starting up. So a startup to me is always a better deal because I get a chance to talk to and share concepts and ideas back and forth with creative thinkers. Something unique and different in the marketplace that we, one, we haven't seen before, two, it makes it much user-friendly, and three, it's something that nobody else has come up with that works. If it works, let's roll with it. That's always been my thought. So let's continue to look at opportunities, ladies and gentlemen, where we are obviously looking for great change. It's all about the benefits, the change, the growth. If we continue to stay there, I guarantee you, you're going to look for it to be there for you to see. So your focus and goal is always to make sure that you're building, building, building on a regular, consistent basis, putting information in people's hands, brochures, flyers, promotional thing, deals that you have, and making sure that you're sharing your information daily. This is not top secret information. Share. Be open with it. Let people know exactly what it is you do. And be proud of it. Take commitment into what you're doing and stand firm with it. You cannot be weak trying to make a product or service to share with others if you're weak in sharing the information. You can't grow that way, so you have to be strong. Master it. Learn every nook and cranny about the business, about the product. How is it going to be beneficial? Become a product of the product. Always remember that. You have to become a product of the product in order to understand the product or the service. And if you're doing both, which I suggest and recommend all the small businesses do, is do both. Have a product business and a service business. We at GT Professional Network Radio, I'm a service business first, but I do also have a product business as well. That's why partnering in or co-oping with other companies who do products and do it well. Affiliate marketing or affiliate programs are big and booming right now. What does that mean, Ed? What about affiliate program? Well, affiliate programs give a small business owner or an entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur an opportunity to grow with a company that's already established that you can also sell or move products through your own personal website. And guess what? You're sharing the commissions. Affiliate programs have created millionaires on a regular basis. And I know a few myself here in Houston, Chicago, New York, California. So you want to look at opportunities where you're talking about growth. And that's the whole concept here that I'm sharing with you today at GT Professional Network Radio, so that way you guys can understand exactly how to build and build wisely, utilizing your wisdom and becoming a wise master builder. So with that being said, this is a great opportunity for you to maximize the moment and to make sure that you're doing everything possible to build your network. Because remember this, guys, if you have a team and you teach that coachable, teachable, and trainable, and that you create leaders in your group, you'll have a solid network because you're developing and creating leaders. John Maxwell's book is awesome. I recommend that to everybody, developing the leader within you and also developing the leaders around you. Pick up that books with an S. It's two of them. Get them. Make today count. Another one by John Maxwell. You want to make today count. Growth. Most important commodity on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, growth. Are you growing or are you stagnant? Are you moving from position to position? It's like shifting gears. If you're a stick shift driver, you can shift gears. First position, second to third position. How are you moving in positions in your company, in your business? What are you doing to get the help that you need to grow your business? And are you picking successful people, people who are at your level and above? Creative minds is always good to have around you. I love the idea of creative thinkers. As Einstein put it well, imagination is better than knowledge. So let's put this to focus and put it into clear concepts so that way everybody can understand exactly what it is you do. Focus, following one course until successful. Stay focused, and you should see your growth. Stay focused, and you will see the end result of your efforts. Stay focused, and you can also see how others are responding to what you're doing. And that's the whole concept right here, ladies and gentlemen. I am so excited that we got a chance to talk about the first things about this as we close out this month, October 2015, and it's really a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. We only have, believe it or not, today is the 23rd. We only got 8 days left. But after today, 7. You want to close out the week? We only got 1 week left. How do you want to close out this week? How do you want to close out the end of the month? Are you following the three zones? The white zone, the blue zone, the red zone. We're going to get into that next week, next time. When we come back, we're going to be talking about growth on the calendar scale. Looking at your 30 days or 31 days, whatever, how many months there is in the calendar month. What do you want to do closing out the month? What do you do the first week of the new month? What about the second week, the third week, your fourth and final week? How do you prepare? How do you plan? How do you make the necessary adjustments? Remember, it's like hockey. You got to get through it. Even playing football, you got to get through it. So you got to get through the month. It's all about engaging, ladies and gentlemen, engaging. That's what you want to keep up, and that's what you want to do. So with that, I'm going to close out and leave this shop early. We got a whole lot more to do. But as we continue on, thank you for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. It's been a plum-pleasing pleasure, as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And I would love to see you guys continue on. Give us the feedback. You can go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. We're also on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. You can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. Whichever social platform you use most, you can check us out because we're there. Look us up, and we will love to hear from you as we continue to build a solid network and improve people's lives. And that's what it's all about. So with that, tune in next week. We got some more information great for you. And thank you all for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. See you at the top.